The Rambam in Perek Gimel, Halacha Gimel of Hilchos Kriyashma reads, Beis HaKishe Shehuchon V'adayin Lo Nishtames Bo Mutu Likos Kriyashma L'Negdo Avalo B'Tocho. That Beis HaKishe, which has been prepared but not used yet, one is permitted to say Kriyashma not inside it, but outside Kinegdo. So the Shita Mekubetzes in Maseches Brachos asks that we paskin hazmona lav milsahi. So therefore, since although he was mazmin, he designated this as a basic kisei, but since we paskin that hazmona, just designation, doesn't establish it, give it special status, so therefore it should be mutter to go into the Beis HaKishei and say Kriya Shema there as well. So the Rav answered that the halacha hazmona lav milsa is said, for example, by a tikshel tefillin, a tefillin zekel, that if it's designated for the purpose of putting tefillin in, it gets its tashmishe kedusha, and even before the tefillin has been put in, it has that kedusha and can't be used for divrei chol, for putting money in, or something like that. Or, for example, tachrichim beger shel meis, that if it was designated to be used as tachrichim for meis, it's also even before it's been used for that, because there it's a loch of chalois isurim of tashmishe kedusha, and there we or isur hanor of a meis, there we say we paskin hazmona lav milsa. But here the halacha the Rambam apparently holds up a Beis HaKishe, it's not the hazmona that asks the Beis HaKishe, because there are no chalos isurim in the Beis HaKishe in terms of the Beis HaKishe. It's simply the identity and the shem Beis HaKishe on that place, on that mokum. It's also because of covered Krishma to say Krishma then. So therefore, this halacha, which is our sugya here in Shabbos and Daf Yud, has no relationship to the general halacha where there's a chalos isurim of hazmona milso, hazmona lav milso.